Downfall. This time it's serious. 2020. By DJ M. So according to the corporate media, this is it for Russian-backed Hitler. Game over. The walls are closing in. It's the last days of the Trumpian Reich. Go get those whistles and flags ready, people. Yes, apparently, the American people, who are all a bunch of deplorable, Putin-worshipping, white supremacist scumbags when they elected Trump in 2016, have come to their senses and are going to deliver a landslide victory to old China Joe Biden, thus bringing down the curtain on this age of darkness, save the world from racial Orwellianism, a bottomless pit of fascism, delete where if applicable. White supremacy will have been defeated and globalization will rise from the ashes. Decency will be restored. Love will trump hate. Black lives really will matter. This time. It is, after all, an election year. Old China Joe and Kamala will fly in for the photo op of closing the concentration camps, Hillary Clinton will be appointed to something. Trump will face the judgment of the people at Williamsburg on Nuremberg, where he will have to answer for mass murdering 6 million people with the COVID-1984 by taking off his mask on the White House balcony. Ecstatic liberals will pour into the streets, weeping happily whilst chanting unintelligible slogans through their designer masks. Regrettably, the global economy will be ruined, and millions of people will be unemployed and homeless. On will have needlessly died, so that global capitalism, globocap, could simulate an apocalyptic global plague, and foment racialized civil unrest, and generally create an atmosphere of confusion, depression, and paranoia. But the war on populism will finally be over, and globocap can start to build back better. DJ M, going postal. Unfortunately, it won't be better right away. But of course, you knew that. As our Bjorn Pensant friends at the World Economic Forum note. Thanks to the ongoing pandemic, the world is off balance, and it will remain so for years to come. Far from settling into a new normal, we should expect a COVID-19 domino effect, triggering further disruptions, positive as well as negative, over the decade ahead. The wave of civil unrest that spread across America and beyond recently may be one example. Okay, so, all right, maybe not exactly the end of the war on populism, then, but at least a new stage of it. A chaotic, destructive, violent stage of it, which will require a lot of emergency measures and will end up radically transforming the planet into one big petri dish of totalitarian marketplace. The unwashed puffinati conspiracy theorists behind the bike sheds are calling it a great reset, but don't take it from them. Take it from Time magazine, which just happens to be owned by Mark Benioff, a WEF Board of Trustees member, whose net worth, value of residence is unspecified, is approximately $7.8 billion, and who is deeply concerned about the environment, and inclusivity, and economic fairness, as is. Well, everyone on board with the program these days. Fortunately, and just by sheer happenstance, this apocalyptic global plague has provided Mark and his billionaire besties, who own the majority of the corporate media, and who meet once a year in a remote location guarded by heavily armed security to discuss our future with major government leaders, with an opportunity to reset capitalism and save the planet from, well, themselves. That's not how they see it, naturally. No, the way they see it, they're not the problem. The problem is, well, the problem is people. Naturally, not rich and powerful people like themselves, or the people they need to continue working, consuming, and servicing the interest on their loans, but, you know, all those other people. Uneducated, unwoke, working class people. Gun-toting, fanatically religious people. Racist, conspiracy theorizing people. Deplorable puffinati people. Populist people. People they don't need anymore, not even serving coffee in Pret. These people have been a real problem recently. Not only are they a drag on the system, but they have been actively interfering with it, voting to leave the EU, electing Donald Trump, refusing to abandon their traditional values and outmoded ideas like national sovereignty, freedom of speech, and mammalian biology, and get on board with global capitalist ideology, and have been otherwise a real pain in the ass. It was one thing when these problem people were mostly black and brown-skinned people with extremist beliefs in faraway countries that most Western consumers couldn't care less about, because GlobOCAP could just bomb the shit out of them, but they can't really do that here in the West. Hence, the war on populism that we have been experiencing for the last 4 years, and whatever new, dystopian stage of it that awaits us in the shiny bright post-Trump future. 2020 has been a preview of it. The lockdowns, the masks, the social distancing, and other so-called short-term emergency measures, the Orwellian propaganda, the censorship of dissent, the banning of political protest, the corporate media letting slip the seventh veil and revealing itself to be a full-blown creation worthy of Goebbels, the tooled-up heavies raiding people's homes, the cult-like totalitarian conformity. It's all on the tasting menu of Les Choses Avena at the Sad Cafe. This was always on the cards, of course. It was only a matter of time until we got here. The peeps of GlobOCAP are no fools. They know they can't remake the world into one big happy neo-feudal marketplace without breaking a few proverbial eggs, and not just in those terrorist countries, but everywhere, throughout the global capitalist empire. And that is exactly what they intend to do. So, they needed new official narrative to justify all the broken eggs. They haven't actually settled on an official slogan yet. The New Normal, the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They're all just in vitro ad campaigns being run up the flagpole at this point. But it doesn't really matter what they call it. It amounts to a new type of totalitarianism. Not national totalitarianism, because we're living in a global capitalist empire, which isn't ruled by nation-states, but rather, by supranational entities and the global capitalist system itself. But it is totalitarianism nonetheless. And it's not as if they're hiding the intention. They're spelling it out, not in podium bashing, spittle-flecked Verhofstadtian speak, but, clearly, unmistakably, in corporate speak. Here's Klaus Schwab, WEF chairman. The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Now, where was I? Oh yes. The final days of the Trumpian Reich, and I got sidetracked with this GlobOCAP business. Well, I hope you'll forgive me for not being able to get all revved up about the November 3rd election. Given everything else that is happening, and everything that has happened over the last 4 years, I'm having more than a little trouble believing that there is a NY realistic scenario wherein GlobOCAP lets Trump serve a second term, regardless of who actually wins. So, that kind of takes all the suspense out of it for me. Fear not, though, I'll get back on that horse when the post-election rioting begins, when DJT finally goes full Hitler, declares himself Führer, dissolves the Congress, and orders his legions of Russia-loving white supremacists to start rounding up the Jews, as the corporate media, the fake left media, the intelligence community, the Democratic Party, fascist experts, Hollywood celebrities, and every hysterical liberal in existence have been promising he would since 2016. Seriously through, if he doesn't go full on rip to the tits Hitler this time, start rounding up and mass murdering somebody, or else order the new king of the United States and then blowing out his brains in a Grenside bunker on the 18th at Mar-a-Lago, some people are going to have some explaining to do. Not least the scriptwriters of the updated final scenes of Downfall 2020. Onward and upward. Copyright DJM 2020.